is your SonicCast.
We up in this thing for the SonicCast. Your player partner G-Biz over here. Sonic G is in the building. And we also have some of the lovely ladies from the Golden State Warriors dance team. How y'all
hello.
Doing?
Hey, hello. Ooh, how's it going?
You better watch out smiling at me, damn it. Put out on the first date. But anyway, so thank you all for coming over here. So you all are, you guys are doing something special for Women's History Month this month.
Yes, right? we have a few things going on. We have a dance clinic coming up on March 11th for anyone over than 6 years old, and they can come out and learn routines from us, and then they actually get to perform at a game on the 27th for halftime with us.
That's dope. So are they like dances that you all actually do in the games? Like, or is it like just stuff you guys are putting together for like amateur dancers?
It's a little bit of both. So for our younger ones, it's stuff we make up just for them. And then our older ones, they kind of get a little tidbit of what it's like to be on the Golden State Warriors dance team.
Okay, okay. And they get to perform at halftime.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like when people are entering to this, how do they like get into it? Like, you know,
they go to the website at warriors.com and click on dance team, and all the information is there, how you sign up for the clinic, and you can get registered online.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. So have you all done like this dance clinic before, or is this the first time you all are doing it?
We do them twice a year. So we've done them for the past few years, and they're a really great way for us to meet young women and dancers and be able to interact with them for a little bit and teach them some routines that we do during the season.
Tight. Now you get to get out on the floor with this?
Yeah, yeah. They're actually going to be performing halftime against the Pacers. So I was like, it's official. So you said you're starting at six. Is there a cap at the age limit? Like, can my like great grandmama get in this?
She can get in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, you can't be mad at the seniors because we've seen how OG get it in the stands.
Yeah, we know how it happens. You feel me? Shout out to the Warrior Moms dancers out there.
Also, y'all got a contest that's popping up to try to get people out there on the floor, too, in a different way?
Well, so we are doing a social media contest during the month of March. Mm-hmm. And so if you follow us on Instagram and Twitter, you can enter in to win prizes throughout the entire month.
What kind of prizes? Like game tickets or like?
We have lower level tickets for your game. We have signed basketball by someone special. So it'll be good. You have to follow us to find out.
Okay. Now,
at GSW Dance Team on Twitter and Instagram.
No, I am curious. Like, is Aisha going to be at any of these dance clinics?
Come on, bro.
Yeah, are they going to be catered by internet?
Catered by international
about
smoke?
Plates, or where are you at right now?
That's what I'm saying. Is it going to be catered by international smoke? I mean, what's going on? Like, you know.
Are we not good enough? Just us?
I mean, you are fantastic.
Biz, you better watch it, bro. You better watch it.
I was asking about the food, but forgive me and my stomach. Sorry.
All right, just dance team.
So, y'all play the Hawks tonight? Next game?
We are in Atlanta tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And March 6th is when you get back to the Bay. Two games in the Bay on March 6th. Okay. Yeah. Tight.
So, are you all excited for, like, the playoffs this year? Because we know we're going for show.
Yes.
Right? And you all, and you ladies dance at, like, all the home games, right?
We do.
Yeah. So, is this, like, your first year on the team? Or, like, how does it? No,
what?
Seriously. But, like,
you clearly
how does
have not been around for a while.
This is your first.
It is. I'm a new booty. I'm a new booty to this. I'm new to all.
I was
so
like, yo, these are my folks, bro. What you talking about, bro?
So how does it change from, like, you know, the regular season to playoffs? Like, what's the transition that you all
I'll
go through?
I'll let Amira take this one. She's a 7-year vet.
Oh, she's the vet over here. Oh, okay.
I'm the old lady here.
Stop it.
Far from that.
It's fun. It, you know, Oracle has always been an amazing experience during the regular season, and it just gets 10 times louder, 10 times more exciting during playoffs, and we get to do new routines during playoffs. We bump them up a level just because it's playoffs.
Ah.
So it's a lot of fun. And just the atmosphere is amazing, whether or not it's a home game, a road viewing party, whatever we're doing, it's a really amazing time.
All right, so talk to the folks one more time just about this clinic and how they can get out there and possibly be out there dancing on the floor with you guys at a game.
Yeah, so go to warriors.com and look into the dance team page to register for our dance clinic on March 11th, and then come dance with us at halftime on the 27th.
That's what's up. So are y'all going to be like showing us any of the moves that y'all going to be doing in this?
No, Sana. Remember, Sana's the one who has to learn the dance moves for the clinic.
You should come to the clinic.
No?
It'd be so much fun.
I lost my rhythm in the 90s. And I'm telling on myself right now, but it's some Carlton shit going on.
Damn. Look, not
when I try to, you know what I'm saying? It'd be a little off.
Just stay with the two steps. Stay on the ones and the twos. You'll be all right.
I'll try it though. I'm down. We should go out there and film it and have me and Biz
so
do
fun.
It.
Well,
why not?
I mean, okay. So can you show me a quick little two-step right now? What y'all
doing? Oh, let's see. And then I'll have a question for you that I hope you don't get offended by. Yeah, you'll have to wait. And then if you refuse to answer it, well, then we'll see.
We can do step claps. Those are
ready?
Step claps.
Okay.
Biz, join in.
Here's an open area right here. There's an open area right there.
We'll teach you our signature step claps.
Here we go.
I mean, I
could
do that.
Hold on,
my God.
Relax.
Oh, my
God. It's more like a side. Oh, okay. This is like our
okay, so I hit the low.
Hey.
Hey. Move your booty, Biz.
Hey.
Hup. Let's go up.
Okay.
Let's go up. Let's go up. Let's go up.
Yo, Biz, this is not the Drew Hill video. Like, but no.
So my final question, and I've talked to you ladies a lot, you know what I'm saying? I've never really asked this, but I've always been curious. I know it's kind of taboo for y'all to be messing with the actual players from the team, but have players from other teams like tried to holler at you and been like, what's popping? And then, you know, no. Never.
I don't like that. Yeah, we're on the court. We leave.
You don't even get to see them.
Yeah. We might run past them while they're in their huddle and we accidentally run into them or like it's a little bit crazy during hot timeout. So other than that, we don't even interact with them.
Is there an NBA crush that y'all think or a player that you think is cute? Don't lie, because there's a lot of sexy ones out there. You cannot look me in the eye and say you don't think a couple of them are cute.
Dude, they looking like my job is on the line.
Right. She keeps staring at her like, what is she going to say? Depending on what she says, I'm going to say it too.
Right.
Also, furthermore, if you're a player out there and you're on the court and your mind is not in the game at that point, you might want
to
just go
ahead. He's trying to throw you a lifesaver.
No, I'm just saying.
Shut up. I want you to answer. NBA crush. NBA crush.
I actually am also guiding everyone off the court, and so my main focus is on my teammates and making sure that we're set up for success.
So there's no NBA crush? You don't think any of them are cute? None of them? You've seen all the players in the league damn near.
Sorry, guys.
I'm like star-studded by E-40 sitting up front. Like, I think that's where my head's at sometimes.
Uncle Earl do be on the court.
Y'all bullshit.
Yeah, for real.
They are not trying to answer
Beyonce
my question right
there.
Now.
There you go.
There's my question. Who?
And Beyonce was at the game.
Beyonce?
Last year we did a routine to Sierra, and it was a compilation, and she was there when we performed it, which was really exciting. So during playoffs, we get to see a lot of exciting people, and so that's really where our excitement goes.
Oh, y'all dodge game is real good. They're real good at dodgeball, that's for sure.
But you
it's called training, Sanji.
You can tell by
put the camera on them, Max. Bob and Wee.
You can tell by the way she opened. You can tell by the way she opened it up. Like she was like, "Well, look, I don't want to get in trouble with my man, so let me just go."
Well, I mean, a crush is a crush.
He knows him, so I'd be in big trouble.
Oh, so who's her man, DC?
I mean, you know, he one of the homies.
Okay,
all
right,
he's a good guy.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah.
He got a number on the back of his shirt.
No, he does not.
He does not. Just trying
he's
to. Figure
he's
out.
Tall enough to probably hit one from the free throw line, but you know, that's the homie though.
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
Oh,
shots fired!
I might be in trouble for that.
See?
She's not your real homie.
You won't get a text message about that later.
That ain't really your friend right there. Look.
Right. Hayden.
Man, okay.
Tall
so
enough to be a brother?
No.
Oh.
Why you? You're just doing all the digging.
Amen.
I don't know.
I'm going to find out.
Jeez.
I still. So did you all catch our safari interview on your way over here?
Oh, true.
Let me walk
out
here.
You guys are on social media way.
Okay, so let me pull up the picture and hand you
my phone. You guys are up at the crack of dawn, and we are not.
This is what we was talking about today. So Safari, who is a star on Love & Hip Hop, right, which is, of course, a reality show, and Nicki Minaj's ex, has some pictures leaked this week. You know, he's been all over the socials. People have been putting out articles about this man. He's been given numerous, you know, nicknames and things behind it. Sana was overjoyed to talk to him today, so she is our first ladies in the studio. So they weren't aware.
You didn't know what you were to expect.
I know, actually, I was not expecting.
Oh, really? No.
Whoa. So go ahead and ask your question, Sana.
What is your question?
What is the question?
What's my question?
She just wanted to get our reaction.
I'm talking about what you were talking about before.
Do you have a question for us?
I don't know, but
what was your reaction?
I don't know. Were you so excited to look
jealousy. At the photo?
Jealousy was his reaction.
Jealousy. Number one, I didn't see the pictures. Number two, I'm not worried about the pictures.
So
number
we three, have to look at the photos. But you haven't seen them?
Cause you're,
no, cause he won't let me show them
first,
to him.
Because you're the first women in the studio that she's been able to talk to about this. Because other than that, it's all dudes. So we don't have nothing for her. So, you know, the excitement around having other women around, I thought, would at least be a joyful thing. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, we still don't care, and we still ain't trying to get in trouble. So whatever y'all talking about, it don't matter.
Right on. So, dance clinics. Let everybody know when it's going down and where to enter.
Well, follow us on GSW Dance Team on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have a contest going on. And then warriors.com/dance team for everything related to the dance team.
For sure.
There it is.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, ladies. Keep putting it down on the court. It's always entertaining to see y'all get out there and do your thing for the Bay, man. It's always exciting. I always get a little bit of goosebumps. I'm not going to lie. Be like, look at the girls out there putting it down.
They do be stepping it out. I'm going to send some of my little hood cousins over there to dance with y'all. Don't be mad when they step up like, so what I got to do?
Oh, God. Finger in the nose. That's horrible.
You feel me?
All right. Make sure you check for them. Golden State Warriors dance team, man. Putting it down out there for the Bay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.